Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Stop.
Where is my mind? That's the Pixies. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. It's last Tuesday for me. You're listening on Sunday, or if you're listening again, whenever you like. Excuse me. But it's Tuesday morning for me, at 9 o'clock. I'm in my hotel room here in London, where today Elbow are recording Later with Jules Holland, which I think it will have already aired by the time this programme goes out. But I'm taking time out to play you some tunes, because that is my bent. It's my favourite thing to do in my spare time. And what a delicious cup of coffee I'm having. So I thought it was fitting to start with Where Is My Mind, because I don't think I've recorded an edition of The Finest Hour this early in the morning before. This is what I sound like when I've just woken up, everyone. I'm very struck by the fact that all my bodily noises at this stage of my life sound exactly like I remember my father's. I remember thinking, that's a very exaggerated cough. Why does he have to do it quite that hard? But it actually works. So forgive me, Dad. That song in particular, Where Is My Mind, was, how can we say, it was brought back to life for a new generation of music listeners by the film Fight Club. A brilliant bit of music sync at the end of that, when the whole city starts collapsing. He's basically destroyed the whole city and he's watching it from the top of a high rise, and that's the soundtrack to it. That song had such a profound effect on me as a young man. I'd never listened to music anywhere near as aggressive as the Pixies sounded. And I was so struck by it, and I couldn't, by any stretch of the imagination, put my finger on what I liked about it. It was just awesome, and I think it just resonated as true and direct. And it's also very funny when you go sifting through Frank Black's lyrics. I'm very proud now to call him my friend. I call him Charles, everyone. That's his real name. Anyway, this next tune must have had a similar effect on its generation. Again, there's something direct about it. Super theatrical, which is, again, one of Frank Black's trademarks where his vocal is concerned. But super theatrical is Grace Slick in this next tune. I've listened to the end of the song as well. I think this was recorded at a time when you didn't have long in a studio to make a single. And it's almost like the end of this song, somebody was doing the wrap it up symbol. You know, like, no, that's it, that's your time up. It sounds like a very sharp halt. Anyway, I do have a tendency to ramble this early in the morning. I will be conscious of it as we progress through the show. See if you agree with me. What links the Pixies, Where Is My Mind, to this next tune by Jefferson Airplane? This is Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
There we go. Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love. Do you know what I mean about that abrupt ending? Yes, very suspicious. Because there's a good story about Grace Slick lacing a sugar cube with LSD when she was invited to the White House to meet Richard Nixon. And she bottled it at the last minute and necked it before she went in. I bet that was quite an experience. My mum runs a clipping service. By that I mean, if she comes across something in the newspaper that she thinks I'll find interesting, she cuts it out for me. I think she does it for all her family and friends, actually. It's a very thoughtful thing to do. And if you're like me, somebody who throws the newspaper across the room when something in it annoys you, then you never get to the good bits at the back. Anyway, there was a great obituary on Joe Morello, who died, I think, on the 11th or the 12th of March. I only just found out about it the other day through my mum's clipping service. Fascinating chap. He was Dave Brubeck's drummer. And I think the most compelling component of the Dave Brubeck quartet. If you don't think you know Dave Brubeck's music, you do. I'm going to prove it to you in a second and play a tune called Unsquare Dance. You can actually hear Joe Morello laugh right at the very end of this recording, laughing at the surprise ending on the tune. What Dave Brubeck Quartet did was they used unusual time signatures, which a lot of jazz does and did at the time, but in such accessible, popular jazz. I think it's something very generous of spirit. I think it's, here that is that word again, it's responsible is what it is. And it sounds like they were having real fun. So this is to Joe Morello, Dave Brubeck's drummer, who died on the 11th of March. I'm going to play two Dave Brubeck tunes this week, but have a listen to Unsquare Dance. I love this. You did know it, didn't you? That's Dave Brubeck and Unsquare Dance. Raise a glass, or in my case, here in my hotel room, a coffee cup to Joe Morello, Dave Brubeck's drummer there. I was talking to my friend Mel, who works on the Elbow Tour, about the Shins the other day. Regular listeners will know that I wasn't aware of the Shins' work until I heard this song, Phantom Limb, and then I asked everybody to educate me on the work of the Shins. I found a great lyricist, and a great back catalogue of music. I think it's absolutely brilliant. But this is the tune that turned me on to it all. I thought they were from Liverpool. They're not. They're Canadian. I thought they were from Liverpool because of the way he pronounces the word girls in the first line of the song. This is the amazing Phantom Limb. Have a listen to it. See if you can pick out the Scouse accent in the first line.
Frozen into the cold. Could ever try
Isn't it, eh? That's The Shins and Phantom Limb. Originally brought to me by a listener on this very programme. I would say at least half of my music collection these days is stuff I've heard through listener recommendations. If you have a song in mind that you've never heard me play and you think maybe I've overlooked or don't know, recommend it to me. So I don't do requests, I do recommendations. Base your music choice on the music I already play on the show and the music I make with my band Elbow. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk with your recommendations. Please keep them coming in because it's fascinating. A big welcome to Radcliffe and McConey, who have been on Six Music all this week. I think it's fantastic. They will become the crowning glory of this station, I wager. Yeah, once they've settled into a new station and a new slot and they start putting tendrils out, I think they're two of the best broadcasters in the country and we're all very, very proud to have them aboard at Six Music. Good luck, lads. When I'm away on tour, I quite often like to listen to comforting music, something that takes you home. I suppose it would be the equivalent of taking my slippers and my dressing gown on tour with me, which of course is unacceptable in the world of rock and roll. So I'll just stick my headphones on and have maybe something like this. This is John Barry and Midnight Cowboy. Comforting? Are you comforted? I felt a little comforted. That was John Barry and Midnight Cowboy.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
This institution is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo, and we are the Tampa Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Mantra Luna.
Time to dive back into the BBC archive and surface clutching a pearl from the past. Last week I played one of John Cale's Desert Island Discs. We were featured on John Cale's Desert Island Disc, but that's not what I'm going to play you. Here he is, initially confirming what I've always suspected about the factory and about Andy Warhol and about the whole scene. I never saw how you could innovate to the degree that the Velvet Underground did and remain completely bombed all the time. It just doesn't go hand in hand. I've done both, and you can't work and be smashed all the time. It's one or the other. And something as groundbreaking as the Velvet Underground. Anyway, here's John Cale confirming that it wasn't running around doing drugs, it was work.
Yeah, it was out of control. There was a small cultural revolution going on in New York.
And you were there?
Yeah, based around the Cinematheque and Andy's factory. And it was really comforting to have a place where all these crazy people with some really brilliant ideas and a little out of control themselves, but a place, a center that they could really exist in and work. And work was the ethic. It wasn't hanging around taking drugs. It was work.
And what was it like? Just give me a description of the factory.
It was just this huge floor where people had tins of paint all around. They'd be making silk screens on the floor. By the time we got there, the silk screens were tapering off. The Brillo boxes were there. Everybody sat on them.
The what boxes?
The Brillo boxes that Andy had made as artwork. They were sort of the furniture.
but this vast space, I mean, it was an old fire station, wasn't
yeah.
it? Covered in tin foil.
Painted silver, yeah, mm. and covered in tin foil with people wandering in and out. Tennessee Williams coming in and a lot of different people. Bob Dylan. Anybody who came by had to sit for a screen test, as it was called. And he was the only one who got up and walked off. Everybody else sat there for 6 minutes, but after about two, he said, that's it.
We better have your first record, because it's him, isn't it? Why do you want to take this one?
Well, everybody sort of was looking sideways at Bob, because they were astonished at all this power that was coming out of his lyrics. And we knew that Nico had just come down to be a member of the band, and she used to hang out with Bob in Woodstock. So when this song came along, everybody looked at each other and said, wait a minute, this is about somebody we know.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Egyptian ring sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum.
Wonderful. Bob Dylan and She Belongs to Me, and John Cale reckons it's about Nico. Revelation on revelation this week on The Finest Hour. I mentioned before that I find John Barry comforting. I also find this song by Wilco very, very comforting. I was introduced to this by my friend Kirby Jim Fairchild, who is the guitarist with Granddaddy. with Granddaddy. And goes out these days under the name All Smiles. Jim, if you're listening somewhere out there in the world, I love you very much, man. I've not seen you in way too long. Here's Wilco.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together your voice. You're smoking and last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape. Singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping. Smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. cigarettes for all you can get, turning your orbit around. The last cigarettes for all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Wilco from the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. A new single coming out on the 11th of April from Paul Simon. It's called The Afterlife. Verse 1 and verse 3 are great lyrically. Verse 2 and 4, I think he maybe got a little bit lazy. Am I allowed to say that about one of the greatest songwriters in the world? Probably not.
After I died and the makeup had dried, I went back to my place. No moon that night, but a heavenly light shone on my face. Still I thought it was odd, there was no sign of God just to usher me in. Then a voice from above, sugar-coated with love, said, let us begin. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. Okay, a new kid in school, got to follow the rule, you got to learn the routine. Whoa, there's a girl over there with the sunshiny hair, like a homecoming queen. I said, hey, what you say, it's a glorious day. By the way, how long you been dead? Maybe you, maybe me, maybe baby makes three, but she just shook her head. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. Flat. Had to stand in the line just to glimpse the divine. What you think about that? Well, it seems like our fate to suffer and wait for the knowledge we seek. It's always designed, no one cuts in the line, no one here likes a sneak. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You climb up the ladder of time, the Lord God is near. Face to face in the vastness of space, your words disappear. And you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of love, and the current is strong. But all that remains when you try to explain is a fragment of song. Lord, is it Bebop-a-Lula or Oompa-ba-Doo? Lord, Bebop-a-Lula. Oh, Papa Do.
That was The Afterlife by Paul Simon, and that comes out on the 11th of April. This next tune, I came across it a strange way round. Tricky used some of the lyrics on his first album, Max in Key, depending on how you pronounce it. And it led me, when I was looking at the lyrics online, to the original. And I suddenly remember that I heard it as a child quite a lot. I think our Samantha was a big Japan fan. And I've since got into David Sylvian's solo stuff as well. Anyway, this is a remarkable piece of music. Regular listeners will know I love the responsible use of synthesizers in all its forms. Here is Ghosts.
When the room is quiet, the daylight almost gone. It seems there's something I should know. Well, I ought to leave, but the rain it never stops, and I've no particular place to go. Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life are wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life blew wilder than the
think of racial integration in 20th century America, they alight upon the 50s and 60s, Rosa Parks and Dr. King, violent protests and seismic shifts. But years before these events, there was a quiet revolution going on in the music world. In the 30s, the common ground of jazz and swing was the meeting place for black and white musicians who performed and recorded together. And one of the first to breach the boundaries of intolerance was clarinetist Benny Goodman. A Jewish man whose own parents had fled persecution in Europe, he was well aware of the effects of blind bigotry and determined that the language of music should be universal. Although the Jim Crow laws prevented his touring the South, he and the amazing musicians with which he surrounded himself were instrumental in exposing large audiences to integrated groups, and through a combination of technical brilliance and fabulous tunes such as the wonderfully romantic Body and Soul, their popularity helped begin the slow trickle that would become a tidal wave of change. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Benny Goodman and Body and Soul.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
I worked at Andy's Records in Bolton when I was 20, one Christmas. Ended up not enjoying it very much. The Christmas rush period was way too much. And they played one album on loop right across my time there, which killed the record for me. I won't name it because it's unfair. But one thing that did happen, which I really liked, when I started the job, an old couple came up to the counter and they were looking for... This Guy's in Love with You, the Bacharach song. They were looking for Benny Goodman's version. And this chap and this lady were obviously still very, very much in love in their old age. And the guy was describing the song for me, and she started nudging him. And he said, no, no. And she said, oh, he sings it well. Go on, sing it for him. So this fella, very proud, suddenly adopts a Sinatra stance and starts singing the tune. You see this guy, and he did the whole thing at the counter. A very heartwarming memory for me, that. Blind Faith, amazing song coming up. The cymbals are too loud, But this is something, I don't know, there's something really touching about it. I'm going to dedicate this to my sister Boop, who turned me onto it in the first place. This is Can't Find My Way Home. That was Blind Faith and Can't Find My Way Home. If you missed the title of any of the songs that I play on The Finest Hour, there's a very comprehensive track listing on my page on the Six Music website. The all-new Six Music website, which is looking pretty funky. The Acorn are a band that, again, I discovered through the programme. It was a recommendation. I fell in love with their first album, Glory Hope Mountain. This is the lullaby from the end of Glory Hope Mountain. This is such a beautiful song, especially if you know the context of the lyric. Rolf, the lead singer of the Acorn, who's now a good mate because the band ended up touring with Elbow when we were promoting our last record, Rolf wrote the whole album about his mother's life story. His mother's mother died in childbirth, and this song is written from the point of view of his grandma to his mum. It's very, very sweet. This is Lullaby.
slowly start to breathe, like the common bonds on carbon buried deep. I'm the shadow of a long forgotten dream, but
isn't that beautiful? That's The Lullaby from The Acorn, from their album Glory Hope Mountain, which if you don't own, I thoroughly recommend. So a few weeks ago, after playing a Chieftains track, which was just stunning, I asked you to educate me about Irish music. I never thought I'd like the sound of Irish folk music, and I asked you to point me in the direction of the good stuff. Because quite a lot of it is quite cheesy. I had a lovely email from Adrian McNally. He says, "Hi Guy, I'm Adrian, pianist, arranger, producer and manager for the Unthanks, formerly Rachel Unthank in the Winterset, and I'm Rachel's husband too." He says, "The most notable exception to the modern blight of over-polished Irish records is Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. Try their album, The Lonesome Touch. Martin is an Irish fiddle player, Dennis Cahill, his American accompanist. Martin makes an art of slowing down dance tunes and exploring the beauty within. He's the epitome of the old adage of how an Irish traditional player spends the first 20 years playing as many notes as fast as possible, and then the next 20 learning to take them out, learning which notes to play, and discovering that playing slow is actually harder than playing fast. Martin's sense of space and restraint taught me a lot. Adrian, thank you so much for your recommendation. Here is Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill, and this is Peggy's Waltz.
Thank you.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the
As if you didn't know, that was David Bowie and Life on Mars. Fantastic, isn't it? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for the next hour. I'm pre-recording my programme in a hotel room in London where Elbow are recording later with Jules Holland later today. Lovely to be back in that studio. I do enjoy doing that programme. The next tune I'm going to play for you is one of my default songs. This was a discussion we had a while ago. Maybe I should rekindle it, actually. What are your default songs? What songs do you find yourself singing on a regular basis if perhaps you've not heard any music that day and you need something in your head? This is one of mine. I think about it an awful lot. This is the Ink Spots and Someone's Rocking My Dreamboat.
Someone's rocking my dreamboat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
The Ink Spots and Someone's Rocking My Dream Boat, one of my default songs. Isn't it beautiful, timeless, wonderful music? And you know, beautiful, timeless, wonderful music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim was written in 1929 by the legendary Fats Waller and instantly became a jazz classic, spawning hundreds of instrumental and vocal covers by some truly great artists, and a relentless barrage of audio artillery from an army of musical assassins. First to take aim were 70s glam rock rejects Tiger Lily, whose tragic attempt to lure it to its death by imitating Brian Ferry was nothing but poxy music, allowing it to dance away from their clutches. Next to attack it with their sickening schmaltz were dreaded duo Robson and Jerome, whose tiresome effort to boost their TV careers with yet another spin-off record left it giddy and nauseated as it crawled towards the remote control. Then, clearly striving for sophistication, rasping Rod Stewart, backed by a big band, savagely scrubbed it with his sandpaper vocals before moving on to scour the rest of the Great American Songbook. But when former sex symbol and southern good old boy Burt Reynolds took a swerving detour from the Cannonball Run to ride roughshod over this jazz giant, it was murder.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner.
Christ. Mercifully and eventually the immortal Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehaving. More criminal cover version in It Was Murder next week.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 14,735. He's very adaptable.
We move to the next door studio.
A new stew. A new studio. A new deal.
Number 23. He's like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Usually we're over there, but today we're over here.
Number 623,911.
He's never melodramatic.
The engineer in Studio 4C has got the back off the supercomputer for the whole of the BBC.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
So if he puts his spanner in the wrong place, then that's going to take everything out. It's going to take four out, it's going to take two
weekday
out.
Weekday mornings seven, from six, seven. Five, BBC four, six three, music.
Two, one. Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
This is a very beautiful song. This is Fleetwood Mac in its earliest incarnation, when Peter Green was in the band. My God, he was beautiful as a young man. And an amazing, amazing guitar player. I think one of my favourites. Let's have a listen to Need Your Love So Bad.
Someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm out of end. Because I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me? Or write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Soft voice that talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything alright. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me. Because I need your love so bad. Thank you.
to give it up and bring it home to me. I'll write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me. Stop driving me mad, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. Don't want you to worry, baby, I know we can make everything alright. Oh, listen to my plea, baby, bring it to me, because I need your love so bad.
Perfect Sunday night music, I think. That was Fleetwood Mac and Need Your Love So Bad. I received a book from my friend Dorian Linsky, who's a great music journalist as well, which is how I met him. He's written a book, called 33 Revolutions a Minute, which is a history of protest songs in music. It's a fascinating read, and I thoroughly recommend it. And it includes this amazing song from Billie Holiday. I'm sure you know the story, and if you don't, you should buy the book. This is Strange Fruit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to sing a tune. It was written especially for me. It's titled Strange Fruit. I do hope you like it. Bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to dry. Here is a strange and bitter crop.
chilling, amazing, important music from Billie Holiday, that was Strange Fruit. Tobin Lockery has been in touch with us, and he says, this version of Make No Mistake by John Martin makes the hair on the back of his neck stand up. This is a live version from a live album that John Martin made. I wasn't aware of this song, let alone this version. Thanks for your recommendation, Tobin.
Thank you.
That was John Martin and a live version of Make No Mistake. Thanks to Toby and Lockery for getting in touch with that Song for Guy recommendation. If you have a recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. So when I asked you to educate me in the ways of Irish music, the production team at BBC North were inundated with suggestions, so I'm working through them as quickly as I can. But more than two a week, I think, is over-egging the pudding. But I had to include this one. Rob Anderson got in touch and he said, "Hello, Guy, I heard the Chieftains track you played. Beautiful it was too. There's a Chieftains album called Tears of Stone. One track in particular, which is a Stormacree, I think it's pronounced. The album features various singers, including the fabulous Natalie Merchant. Have a listen, I think you'd love it. I think this one is Bonnie Raitt singing." Well, it is absolutely beautiful, Rob, and thanks for the recommendation. So here's the Chieftains featuring Bonnie Raitt and A Stormacree.
Oh, Stormacree, when you're far away from the home that you'll soon be leaving, it's many a time by night and by day that your heart will be sorely grieving. For the stranger's land may be bright and rich in its treasures golden, you'll pine, I know, for the long ago and the love that is never olden. Oh, Stormacree in the stranger's land, there is plenty of wealth and women, while gems adorn the great and grand, there are faces with armor paling. The road is dreary and hard to tread, and the of their cities blind you. Won't you turn a stone to heaven shore and the love that you left behind?
Gorgeous. That was the Chieftains featuring Bonnie Raitt. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Rob Anderson, furthering my knowledge of good Irish music. That was A Stormacree. This next song popped into my head the other day because we're off to the States in a couple of weeks. We're playing the Coachella Festival out there. I love going to the States. We're starting in New York, Peter and I, and then we're flying across after doing a load of interviews to meet the band in Los Angeles. This is America, and it's called A Horse With No Name. Lots and lots of people mistakenly think this is Neil Young. Very easy to do, not just because of the lead singer's tone, which is very similar to young Neil Young, but also something about the monotone lack of melody, I guess, in the lead line. It doesn't need it. It's a beautiful song without needing a complex melody, but it's something that Neil Young does quite a lot. So here it is, A Horse With No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills.
Was not Neil Young, that was America with A Horse With No Name.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music Turret of the Big British Castle. All we're
doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated.
It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today?
Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, at the top of the show, I was talking about the fact that this week's edition of The Finest Hour is dedicated to Joe Morello, who died a few weeks ago. He was the drummer with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and I'm going to play their most famous work in just a second. But something you might not know about this song, it's Take Five, by the way, is that it was written by Paul Desmond. It was on the 1959 album Time Out, and a really, really nice thing about it was that when Desmond died, he left the rights to this song, his share of the royalties for this song, to the American Red Cross. And let me see, where's the figures here? It's since received combined royalties of approximately $100,000 a year on the back of this song. What a responsible thing to do, and what a wonderful reason to play it again on the radio, because it's all going to the American Red Cross. Here it is, dedicated to the late, great Joe Morello. Here's Take Five. Thank you. I don't know why, but it put me in mind of this next tune. That was Dave Brubeck Quartet with Take Five. I love this song. I love this version of this song. This is Nina Simone's probably her most important gig, live at Carnegie Hall. This is the gig that really made her famous. Imagine witnessing this live if you didn't know her work in the first place. This is the amazing Little Liza Jane.
We're going home on this one.
Nina Simone and Little Liza Jane. Nearly at the end of the programme now, I'm going to shed my Tony Soprano toweling dressing gown, get a shower, get dressed and start my day. On Later with Jules Holland, which I'm recording tonight with Elbow, I'm delighted to say Anna Calvi's playing. So I get to see her live and up close. I'll give you a full rundown on next week's show. Once again, welcome to the station to Radcliffe and McConey. That's just going to be the cherry on the six music cake. Yeah, I'm going to end on Chet Baker. This is I've Never Been in Love Before. I love Chet's voice and I love the sentiment of this lyric. Let's have a listen.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score, but this is wine. It's all too strange and strong. I'm full of my song must pour, so please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really in love before. It's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
From Chet Baker Sings, that's I've Never Been In Love Before. Right, I'm going to get on with my day. I'm going to leave my little hotel room and get on with my day. I'll fill you in on how it goes tonight at Jules Holland. Thank you very much to Peter and Michelle and Boz and everybody who stitches my show together at BBC North. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her contribution, as always. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
Keep flowing like drops from